This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 29th of November, 1962. The title of this lecture is R212 Theory and Practice, Part 2. This tape is 70 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, this is Lecture 2, St. Hill Special Briefing, Course 29, Nav 8012. And going now into some more of the theory and discussion of Routine 212. Routine 212 bridges over into 3GA crisscross step 4 of Routine 321 very easily. But the purpose of finding items in Routine 212 is to cure the present time problems which might be impinged upon the GPM. Where you have an individual with a great big gorgeous fixation on the National Insurance Company and how it must be destroyed before the end of the world can take place, he will continue to be fixated on the National Insurance Company. And what you don't recognize, that he is looking at something which represents to him one half of a dumbbell package of the GPM. And he will never look at the other side. He will never say, "Who am I?" He will only continue to say, "Damn the National Insurance Company." Well, this appears very reasonable to everybody because everybody knows that the National Insurance Company has been doing all kinds of frauds and swindles and so forth, and everybody gets so reasonable about this that unless you really bear down on the new auditor, he makes a very fundamental error in doing 212. Makes a very fundamental error. He doesn't, of course, and ignores that thing reading on an assessment. Let's take somebody who's having an awful lot of trouble with her husband. Being audited by somebody who has an awful lot of trouble with her husband. And we will get one of these reasonable, of course, situations. And the funny part of it is that this auditor, who has the duplicate problem of the PC, will say, "Of course," and not pay any attention to it because it doesn't seem aberrative to her. And will ignore it. This is most manifest when you get rock slammers that can't find rock slams on rock slammers. See, this is the mechanism behind it. It's an "of course." Of course, everybody would be mad at a Scientology organization, you see. They both slam on the same thing, you see. Naturally. So that we needn't pay any attention to that. And this, oddly enough, aside from all the mechanics of it, will be your most fruitful source of error. It's this "of course," this reasonableness. We're only interested in the mechanics of the thing, not the ethnic difficulties. So we have this fellow mad at the National Insurance Company, audited by somebody who knows that the National Insurance Company is no good. And they're going to assess everything in the world but the National Insurance Company. And they're going to miss. You'll find this will happen and when you're using this in academies and so forth, it'll happen all too often. The reasonableness of it. Now, what the actual mechanic of a situation is, that's all we're interested in. If this fellow has his attention, his overtness, fixated on any present time thing, then we assume that that present time thing represents a piece of the GPM. and that hidden and out of sight is its opposing piece. This person never asks himself who or what would oppose the National Insurance Company. That he never asks. Because in the first place, he is Joe Jones, and he is opposing the National Insurance Company, and he's keyed in the terminal arsonist. And the op term is insurers. It's a nice game. And it's buried right there in the GPM. But this thing is so keyed into present time that this individual is being audited continuously with a present time problem. In session, he always, some part of some session, his thinkingness will fixate on the National Insurance Company. He'll compare all this as to how it relates to the National Insurance Company. He will want to get well so that he can be powerful enough to blow the top of the building off. All of his auditing is being coned in toward this. In other words, his fixation on present time is such that he never goes backtrack. He's trying to audit himself up to something or other. In other words, he's dramatizing the companion dumbbell, see? The other ball there that is opposing that thing, insurers. Now, the National Insurance Company is not part of the bank. It is a key-in. It is a substitute for, a lock-on, this GPM thing that keeps it in continuous restimulation. Therefore, because one side of it's in restimulation, hidden and out of sight, we have the PC's terminal. And there's the PC's terminal. PC never recognizes. Every time he strikes a box of matches, he always holds the match too long or drops it on your favorite carpet. Or he's always in trouble. One way or the other, you see him with burned fingers. And he strikes a match and it ignites the match box. And he drops that on your carpet. He lights a gas stove by turning on the oven full blast, and then he looks around the kitchen for a while for some matches. You see this bird day after day, month in and month out, without his eyebrows. And in spite of this occurring all the time, all the time, all the time, he will never dream, think of, assume nothing about this terminal arsonist. And yet there it is in full restimulation. Now, your little tab that shows up is his dislike of the National Insurance Company. And as you're running, who or what would bilk people, or some question, he puts down the National Insurance Company. And as you go down the line with an assessment, you suddenly find yourself looking at an item, National Insurance Company. And this thing rock slams, which means fixation, overts against, withholds from, games condition. That's what that rock slam means. It means the PC has a terrific reality on this thing. And it means the PC will shell out items on this thing like a Las Vegas blackjack dealer. So there he is. That item, National Insurance Company. Well, we test it out and we find out when we say to him, National Insurance Company, that turns on sen. We say National Insurance Company, he sort of gets gritty-toothed, you know. And he sort of at the same time feels a little dizzy. Feels a little tipped over. Anchor points seem to be kind of out of balance. Things begin to go into motion in his vicinity. Sen. So, this thing's still slamming nicely. We say, who or what would oppose the National Insurance Company? Man, we get a beauty. And this list goes bangity, 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 bang. And finally, item number 289 or something like that, he puts on the list is arsonist. We go ahead. The list is obviously complete, reacts to it because it's knowable. And we go down and we know a thing out in there. We're staring in the face, arsonist, and it's rock slamming like mad. All right. Now, if National Insurance Company was a reliable item, you would just go directly at it. But supposing National Insurance Company is just a tick, 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 tick on the assessment when we finally find it, doing a represent or an assessment of a represent list. And we do a represent, and it gets down to insurers. See, then that will slam. All right, the final end of it is regardless of whether we had to represent it to get the rock slam, or whether it was just rock slamming in the first place, we've got a package. And this package means that we have found the two ends of the dumbbell. And this thing will discharge. Now, it won't necessarily evaporate totally, but usually if it's that close to present time, we can count on it going absolutely numb, nothing. It'll wash right out as he begins to think this over. There are other things that we could do with these. If they kept on slamming and so forth, while we could represent the slamming items and they'd lead us deeper into the GPM, we can do other things with these. We could even list goals against any either of these reliable items. You see, we've got other uses for these. We're not interested in those uses in R212, only in 321 are we interested in that, which is step 4A, 3GA, crisscross. So our main concern in doing 221 is that there are two pieces of the GPM. Now, why is it called the GPM? It's called the goals, problem, mass. It is a mass which is composed of identities which oppose identities, and they are so delicately faced against each other on the track that they don't slip. They're right there, and they finally compose a great, big, gaudy black mass. And you're going to have PCs tell you, oh, these black masses that Ron talks about and so forth, probably he has an off-term religion or something like that. He probably black masses and so on, it's something or other, and nobody's ever seen one of these things. After a while, all of a sudden, this all phenomena will start showing up for the PC. I had somebody tell me that, well, I sort of parted company with your work back in 1952 when you started talking about ridges and things, and I had no reality on that. Years later, all of a sudden, collide with a ridge. They are black. They are round. They do oppose each other. In other words, these are not allegorical or metaphorical actions. They do have mass. And the anatomy of a problem is item versus item. Postulate versus postulate. It's a game, in other words, where you have two sides equally opposed. A problem does not become a problem as long until one is unable to overwhelm and won't be overwhelmed. In other words, a problem is a matter of balance. You don't find people having problems with the government of Russia. In Russia, you have no problems with the government. You are simply completely overwhelmed all the time. No problem. You talk to a Russian, do you have any problems with your government? No, never have any problems with the government. Fine government. What other government is there? You mean you're free? How do you stand it? You know, you find all kinds of weird arguments. Now, in that case, you find some girl who is won in a marriage. Marriage is no problem to her. Got her husband completely overwhelmed. He cooks dinner, he earns the money, takes care of the children, everything, and she never lifts foot, sits in the dining room, sits in the living room eating bonbons. She got that licked. Marriage is no problem to her. You see, here's your case of overwhelm or be overwhelmed. Well, that doesn't make a problem. No, her husband works and makes money, and she works and makes money. And the husband doesn't like housework, but thinks the other party should do it, and she doesn't like housework and thinks the other party should do it. She likes to go to movies, and the husband likes to sit home and read books. They're more or less of equal strength. Saturdays, she wins the fisticuffs. Sundays, he does. This thing is never resolved. Never resolved. Nobody ever overwhelms anybody. It goes on and on and on. If you spoke to either one of them and you said a problem, they would say wives or husbands or married, something like that. See, it's got to be an equally balanced affair. That's the point I'm making here. Well, now, don't underestimate the age of a pair of items in the Gold's problem mass. This thing, this whole thing, is built up basically on the alter isness of goals. So you say at once, well, why don't we just find the PC's goal and then everything will resolve? Well, unfortunately, that is not the case, because even if you found the PC's goal on the bulk of the PCs, he has still got two items which are present time problems. And the goal doesn't instantly and immediately resolve those items. And so you're trying to audit somebody with a screaming present time problem, even though you have this person's goal. And you find out this goal just doesn't ever list a free needle, and he just doesn't ever go clear. Well, that's why. Now, these bypassed items and so forth are pinned into PT one way or the other, and they're beyond the PC's reach or confront. So here's what we get. We get this equally balanced pair, one against the other. And being an equally balanced pair, there's no slip. Neither one of them has ever overwhelmed the other one. But the age of this, how long has this been going on? Well, it may have been going on for trillions and trillions of years. On a single pair. And the game just before that, all based on the same goal, is another pair. And it's gone on for trillions. And there's another pair before that. And how long has that game gone on? Trillions. And there's... See? Some PC who tells you that he has totally accumulated his aberration in this lifetime because you've been mean to him. Never been done, never will be done. It takes a long time to get in that kind of condition. Takes a long time. Now let's take this one that's right up at the top, arsonist and insurers as a package. Take this one right up to the top of the bag of walnuts. This thing is a billion years old. Or a trillion. And boy, is it massive, and boy, is it beefy, and boy, has he lived a lot of lives in that pair. Lots of types of lives. Why, this guy has even sunk so low as to become an employee of insurers. Had the most sinuous life of all. He's been anything and everything, you see. But these items are cumulative. So you have two principal valences, perfectly balanced, one against the other. One is thrusting just as hard as the other is thrusting. Neither one of them are overwhelming the other. And two of those are accumulated thousands of additional little ones. And those things also oppose those things. It's just almost endless numerically. You get staggering figures out of this. Now, this composition of the GPM would be very nice if it just consisted of a dumbbell, and then below that a slightly bigger dumbbell, and below that a slightly bigger dumbbell, and below that a slightly bigger dumbbell, and they were 60 dumbbells in number, 60 pairs, and that was the whole lot of it. And then we went into the second goal below that, and then there were 42 pairs that went into the second goal, you see, and so on. And this was all laid out and perfectly plotted against the time track, and so on. They'd be very easy to find. But they aren't plotted that way. If it was all straightened out, it would be plotted that way. But this PC is a case of scrunch. The characteristic of the reactive mind is instantaneousness. There is no time in the reactive mind. This happens to be one of the highest characteristics of a Thetan. Actually, a Thetan has no time. And the lower scale mockery of that particular characteristic is no time, everything in this instant. Now, you've got the whole of this goals problem mass to the PC is dated this instant. It could be 60 trillion years worth of this instant. It has no time differential in this thing. Therefore, when you know, you say one of these things to the PC, it reacts on the meters this instant. One of the reasons we call it an instant read. As soon as the thought gets across, it reacts. How could it possibly react? Well, that's the marvelous thing about it. It's just the instantaneousness of the reactive bank. The analytical mind would require a lot of time. So you'll find out that your latent reads are analytical reads. The more time is connected to a read, or the more time is apparent in reads, and this is only a rough approximation, not a hard and fast rule, the more analytical it would be. But you don't find slow reads on the reactive bank. Now, the motto of the reactive bank is A equals A equals A equals A, a la book one. And according to the Dianetic axiom, time is the single source of human aberration, and it is. You have this A prime thing that is the most aberrative about it, is the time. So the time equals time equals time equals time. 1870 equals 1920 equals 1736 equals the year zero. They're all the same instant, not the same year. PC isn't confused about these things. On this level of reactivity, they are all the same instant. And 100 trillion years ago is this instant. And everything is this instant. And it's the most gorgeous, instantaneous current reaction that you ever want to have anything to do with. Well, if time is all the same, what differentiation can we find that we can work on? The differentiation we can find is in reality on. Actually, in theory, every time you say boo to the PC, the whole reactive bank reacts. Every item in the reactive bank reacts. But this is one of these absolutes are unobtainable, and it's a nonsensical statement. You see, it's like you stamp against the earth stamps against you. Now, it's this type of statement. In actual fact, the situation, as we look at the meter, is only saved by the reality of the PC. Saved by the reality of the PC. Because the meter reads on what the PC has reality on, not what the PC is momentarily in. As far as the GPM is concerned, you see there's free track running alongside of the GPM, and the PC can move up and down that track. And Dianetics is the study of that free track. We're now studying the GPM. We're not studying engrams. What we're studying is covered in Book 1 under valences and circuits. And all that talk about circuits in one chapter there, those are all items right out of the GPM. They're right there in Book 1. I was aware of this thing, but not to the extent that it pervaded the mind. And not to the extent that the free track could be neglected. You can do a lot for somebody running free track. But it's this instantaneous track. See, free track is timed. the reality of the PC is governed by the PC's tolerance of force. So your PC is not recognizing that which is closest to him in the moment of time or any of these other things. It's not that one thing reads because it is later than the other or earlier than the other. It's a thing reads because it most closely approximates the PC's limit of reality on force. And you can always run against the ceiling of that limit. Just the ceiling against that reality on force. And that ceiling is marked by the rock slam. That's how much force can this PC bear to confront. You find out a person is the same, not as he uses force, but he is as sane as he can tolerate force. A direct relationship between force and sanity. You start running around banning bombs. You run into a very interesting proposition. You're not going to get very much support. Because the bulk of the population of Earth doesn't believe in them. There's too much force contained in an atomic bomb, and they just can't confront it, so it just isn't real. Actually, if the population were capable of tolerating force, they would long since have torn both the governments of the United States and Russia to pieces, limb from limb. The reason wars can occur is because people can't tolerate force, so they have no reality on what they're doing. They don't know how much force they're going to turn loose. It's an irresponsible action. So a sanity is very far from measurable on the degree that an individual can throw out force. Not handle force, but throw out force. The amount of force that an individual will let loose is no index of his sanity. But the amount of force that the individual can confront or tolerate is a direct measurement of his sanity. And as the individual has come down the track through the GPM, he has been less and less capable of tolerating force. And so the PT terminals and op terms that are stuck right in present time are usually quite insurmountable to the PC until you've audited them with 212. Why? Well, all pre-clears suffer from some sort of a reaction like this. They think there's more to it than there is. It's inevitable. That's one of the guiding idiocies of a Thetan. Thetan has several nuttinesses. He was born that way. And one of the things he was born with is just the... He thinks there's more to it than there is. He's always trying to make more of it than he can make out of it. And you'll have many a PC, you've had this experience, you've had some PC sitting there. This PC is saying, oh, well, let's see now. Trying to get off this withhold, and it must be pretty bad, he's saying to himself. And if I just get off this big withhold and so forth, I'd smooth out the needle, and I'd just always having to have midroads put in on me, and so I must have done something very, very bad. I must have some big, dramatic withhold of some kind or another. He goes on and on and on and on and on with this nonsense. And then eventually he says, well, I noticed your tie was crooked and the needle straightens out. You get what I'm driving at here. Auditors do this sometimes. They will hound the PC trying to pick up the missed withhold because the PC's got a dirty needle. And this girl, why heaven, she must have had all sorts of clandestine Second dynamic withholds various kinds and considerations which are catastrophic and fantastic and so forth, and the auditor's in there trying to straighten out with magnitude of dramatic effect what in essence would straighten out simply with a confrontation of something rather minor. You've sat there sometimes, I'm sure, and had been certain that this PC must have done something gigantic. And if you were lucky, you eventually got what the PC did, and it was very often neither gigantic nor not gigantic, and sometimes the PC upset you by giving you something gigantic. But the point, but the point I'm making here is it bore actually the amount of dramatic content had little or nothing to do with the aberrative effect, apparently, on the needle. It didn't have that relationship. Well, similarly, the only thing that will react on the needle is what the PC can get reality on. It isn't what's there or what isn't there. In this lifetime, this PC has got very little dream of that, I can assure you. But now we go into the GPM, I'm afraid that life was not quite as represented. This person is putting on a marvelous show. They go down, and they always, inevitably, are the first volunteer on the scene to sell poppies on Poppy Day. And they're nice to stray cats. And they do this, and they're all subscribing to this and that, and crutches for aged policemen, and all kinds of fun. They're always around working, joining the United Nations, you know. Going to straighten out Katanga, and all kinds of wild and incredible things these birds are up to. And you look it over, and you got this PC in the audience chair. And this PC is good, this PC is kind, this PC is sweet, this PC is that. Well, your ideas of this are rather excited. You say, well, it can't be this true. And if you try to pick it up as straight withholds, you're going to lay an egg. Because, boy, they've been good for a long time. Hundreds of years, okay? They've been good. And underlying all this will be the exact reverse of something or other, you see. They were the person who solicited the bribes for the axemen from the relatives of the about to be deceased. You know, a gold piece for a good clean stroke. This kind of thing. And then that was the deteriorated end of somebody who made a profession out of getting nobility murdered so they could have their estates given to them. You find out on the whole track, they've been pretty interesting. Now, you do find dramatic stuff in the GPM. The overts are with magnitude. But you don't pull them bit by bit, don't you see? They turn up as a whole package. Now you got it. And we've been disappointed for so long, in looking for something gargantuan out of the PC on a security check or something like that, that we may have gone into apathy about this point, and we shouldn't. Because your reliable items, as you pair them up and keep going, why, the blood starts flicking out of both sides of the E-meter after a while, you know? Because they inherited the GPM quite honestly. And the reason they're trying to make much out of it, or more out of it, they're trying to match up with what's in the GPM, don't you see? The GPM re-stimulates them to believe that they have done something, but they can't put their finger on it. Well, it's in the GPM. There's drama in that mess. But frankly, it isn't drama which happened over the last 200 or 300 years. It's been going on for a long, long time. And it's accumulated an awful lot of identities. And to be able to cut into this thing at all and release it as far as it exists in present time as a present time problem is utterly fantastic. And to think that somebody was, knowing the existence of this, to think that somebody was going to go clear by sitting and reverently regarding his own navel for a long enough period of time becomes utter asininity. It does. Some of the technologies or techniques which have existed on this planet that were supposed to free people, you begin to wonder who the hell was swindling who. Because just try and represent some of these lists someday. Know how much skill it takes to actually strip one of the things down. Look at the resulting items. Put the thing together. Recognize what the mechanics of the thing are, and you become stonied. And you say somebody was going to get well by sitting in a chair and saying the number of times he was interfered with as a little boy. No. Couldn't possibly have happened. And for us to get an inroad on this, to even get sight of the GPM, you realize we would have done enough just to have a description of the GPM, say, this is what's wrong with me. Much less tackle it. So actually, we're really doing something here which is quite fantastic. Because when the PC starts getting mixed up with this, an auditor has to go steady on sometimes. PCs actually get pretty upset sometimes in handling this, because it's very upsetting. Very. So it requires an auditor who will complete the job. He got to go as far as he can go, honestly, before he goes and goes as far as he can go. And there is no room here for an auditor who quits because the PC twitters or because the PC's got a somatic. There's no room here for an auditor who won't complete a cycle of action. He's got to complete a cycle of action to the degree that he can complete it. Or recognize, arriving at a point where you realize that it's a non-nullable list, you did complete the cycle of action. Particularly if you nulled it out long enough to take most of the sin off the PC. You've completed the action that was in progress to the degree that it could be completed. And you should always do that. Now, R212 tries to unpin these great big PTPs out of present time. And people are going to say this very interesting thing to you countless times. You're going to get sick of this. I've gotten sick of it already. They're going to say, but look, the PCs gives a list that goes backtracked. When you're trying to solve a present time problem. One of the reasons I've been giving you this much anatomy of the GPM is simply this. Where the hell else is there to go? Somebody must be operating on the basis that this person has had enough sin, crime, and overts since he was born in this lifetime to aberrate himself. I assure you that isn't the case. Couldn't be the case. Some fellows I know have put in some good licks. And some of them find this lifetime as a little black ball. They got no track. They can't go back earlier than this. They will have done something there sometime or another that already have started. Or put a wart on one of the main dumbbells. You'll find this. You'll find this every once in a while. Not rare. But for one to have formed a whole sphere, a whole black mass in one lifetime, oh no. Not possible. Had somebody say on old 3D crisscross one time, I don't think that I have thought up or found out a new idea for the last million years. he suddenly collided with what was his thinkingness. And all the ideas he had in this lifetime were in that lifetime. Well, if he'd kept on going, he'd have found them earlier than that. He hadn't thought of any original ideas for a lot longer than that. It isn't that it's impossible to think of original ideas, but to have original aberrations is pretty far flung. Now, what we want to take a look at here in the GPM is not only that we could clear somebody by continuing to find item versus item, because we could, if we found reliable item versus reliable item, and then found another reliable item and got its off term, and kept going and going and going and going. Slow job, but we could clear somebody that way. A point you mustn't overlook. You're walking down the Rock Slam Road. Person eventually, you get about, well, I don't know, you get 20, 30 pairs. And this person is saying, well, here's my goal. You couldn't go any further than that without him giving you your goal. I mean, you just say, well, that's my goal. Well, of course, you can use the goal to find reliable items easier than you can use arbitrary lines. And you just go on with the same thing. I mean, you just could go on using his goal as the source of lines in all cases. But now you would be into 321. You'd have shifted gears over to 321, bypassing 321 step 4. That's where you'd be. So, 212 cuts in to routine 321 at a place which is determined by the extent the 212 is run. The more 212 is run, the lower it cuts into 321. I mean, if you just undid the present time problems of a PC, snap, snap, got a couple of reliable items, and they paired up and so forth, and you find the PC's stone arms now moves and a lot of other things occur that's highly beneficial, then you would cut into a prep check, and then you would cut into a goals list, and you could go right on with 321. See, in other words, we straighten it out so the case would get a rapid gain. Just got rid of the present time problem and so forth. We move right over in the top of 321. All right, or let's supposing now that we went ahead with problem 212 and we got 6 items. That's 3 packages, one kind or another. These are all pretty surface packages. Well, we've already done at least one package that could be used in step 4A, 3GA crisscross of routine 321. We take one of those op terms, one of those advanced op terms, we just list goals 1 to list, goals list 1 to 10. Usually it would simply be 1 and 6 of the old goals list of 3GA. Crisscross, we list it against that beefiest op term, and we turn up with a PC skull. You know, we would carry on from there. But if a case were even rougher and harder, and we didn't succeed at that, well, actually, you would go into 3GA crisscross from that point there on, just getting more items, quite a similar operation, but you would be using the pre-have scale with which to do that. And a little more succinctly, supposing we did 212, and boy, we really had this case flying. We had found a dozen items, 6 pairs, and they were nice, reliable items, and the case was really flying, and everything was swell, and here we go. That would be about the earliest you'd expect the PC to be laying his goal on the desk. You've bypassed assessments. You've arrived at step 5 without ever finding the PC's goal because he gave it to you. You go very much further with 212, and he's going to start getting the goal, whether you would it or not. PC will tell you what it is. Well, now, some PCs are so stacked up and identified and so much into the bank and so forth that it might take many more pairs than that before the PC gives you his or her goal. But averagely along somewhere around a dozen items, reliable items and so forth, why, PC is speculating. Even raw meat will start speculating. And very often just hands you his goal, checks out, bang, bang. Now, this then could be carried to an E plus ultra. Let's supposing we completely neglected the PC's goal. Now, supposing we never gave the PC a break. Every time the PC hazarded on the goal, we acknowledged him very politely. And we didn't do anything with the goal at all. And we kept on finding items that paired with items, and so on, and we just kept on finding. We eventually get the rock and op on the first goal, and the PC then would blow the rest of the bank and go free just by the recognition that is his goal with total reality. Don't you see? Now, which is the best one of those things to do? Well, you just do what you do. There is no best one of those things. You don't necessarily, you wouldn't see eye to eye with sitting there on your hands while the PC gave you his goal. And you certainly wouldn't drive a PC halfway around the bend. But he says, my goal is to catch catfish. And you say, well, fine, now we're going to list another pre-half scale here. We're going to see if we can't get a couple more items. But I think you've got a problem in present time. And we've only found 22 pairs, and so forth. And my goal is to catch catfish. Right? He won't go clear then either, because he's not going to protest on his goal, and that would effectively stop the whole operation. On the same basis that any assessment or anything else would be stopped. The midroots are wildly out, and they'd be out from then on. And you just wouldn't advance, because the PC is out of session. So sooner or later, the practicality of 212 ceases because the goal is being laid in your lap. Now, that give you some kind of an idea of its uses. All right. Your next point of examination here that might be of considerable interest to you is that 212 is usable as an assist. Now, there's one process which is senior to and superior to 212 or 321, although it is part of 321. There's one process that is superior to it and outranks it when these conditions exist. When the PC has had found or been run on a wrong goal, or you suspect that the condition of the PC evolves from a wrong goal that has been found or run on the PC, you get rid of that wrong goal that is senior to any action of 212. Even if you suspect it, you understand? Because the PC may still be in some kind of a fog on the subject of is it his goal and isn't it his goal, and does it or doesn't it, or something like this, and try to bend 212 over into trying to do something with his goal, and he's worried about it. Well, what's your present time problem there? The present time problem's the PC's goal. You're not going to find that with 212, because a goal is senior to items. So you suspect wrong goal, you run wrong goal. You don't run 212. Now, how do you run wrong goal? Well, the rule is you run it with Big Tiger, you run a wrong goal with Big Tiger if it's just been found, and you run it with a prep check if it has been found and listed. Those are very easy things to remember in the handling of a wrong goal. If a goal has just been found, and nothing much has been done with it, and yet the PC thought it was his goal for a while and so forth. Why, just Big Tiger slam-banged at it for a while, get rid of it and slick it up. But in actual fact, if it's been listed, you've got to do a prep check. Now, if the goal has been listed, it is senseless to do Big Tiger against it. It isn't just relatively ineffective. It is senseless. It won't move any place. So, now, when you got a PC who has bad auditing as his history, this isn't a question of goals now, when he's got bad auditing, it must be so because he says so, and when the PC is all fouled up ever since that session in which he was run on an engram, or ever since that session, etc., etc., or ever since the first foundation, when, etc., etc., R212. We don't care how much bad auditing he had. R212 will handle it. This is one of the things that gives this an importance, is despite the fact that it won't handle the wrong goal, which it won't, it'll handle every other breed of auditing there is. And the reason for that was, because I don't care if the audit was good auditing or bad auditing or any other kind of audit, and the fellow felt loused up about it, an item was loused up, not the PC. An item was loused up. It was the item that ARC broke, not the PC. You understand? It was the item which was getting its engrams run, not the PC. You see why this is then? Goals are senior to items, and items are senior to every other kind of auditing we've ever had. So that gives you your seniorities of use. Now, because everything is A equals A equals A equals A, this can be used as an assist, as its lightest action. As goofily as, what illness of yours have you been interested in? This is just crazy. My lumbosis. Right, who or what does lumbosis represent to you? Unwritten list, unnulled, anything else? That's a meterless assist using the principles of 212. I want you to recognize that 212 has certain principles connected with it. Don't you see? That's why I give you that assist. Not so you'll use that assist, but so you will get the idea of what you're doing on it. Well, how come? Well, the PC must have been interested in it, so it must be identified like mad. He must have an A equals A equals A. If he's got a psychosomatic illness, he must have the past in present time, therefore an instantaneousness is in connection with it. See, the present time is the past time. Therefore, it must have some impingement on the GPM, because it has an instantaneousness, isn't in its proper position on the time track. Must be held there by some instantaneousness. What's he doing making a mistake like this? What's he doing with a scar? An interesting question, isn't it? A equals A equals A, and the first identification of it is where you put time instead of A. In other words, time equals time equals time. What's he doing with an engram in restimulation? Well, if he's got an engram in restimulation and it stays in restimulation, it doesn't go out of restimulation, then one tag end of that engram must be headed into the GPM. Otherwise, it couldn't be in restimulation forever. Those engrams which don't fade out in from 3 to 10 days after being contacted, run, butchered, bad session, anything else you want to call it, didn't key out because of the GPM. Somebody got a hold of a piece of the GPM and tried to erase it. Any other engram would have disappeared. Suppose you have an automobile accident and this brings you back and all of a sudden you've got a mysterious backache. Well, from 3 to 10 days, if you've still got a mysterious backache, and it doesn't disappear, then that automobile accident must have keyed in the GPM. If you easily got well and don't have a backache 3 to 10 days later, of course it wasn't part of the GPM. You see how you separate the sheep from the goats? So, all right, now let's get a more practical assist. Let's look over the chronic somatics of this individual. Chronic, man. That's been going on and on and on and on and on. It is timelessness we are looking for. Ever since I was a little boy, I've had this tick. Okay? It's an indicator. See? Must be hucked into the GPM. Must be. Otherwise, it would have, whatever happened to him, would have disappeared in from 3 to 10 days. He still got it. Some kind of a psychosomatic something or other. Therefore, it must be hooked into the GPM. A little kid contracts some sort of a habit. This habit has been going on for years. Spits at everybody. Nobody can cure him of spitting at anybody. Part of the GPM, man. I'm not kidding about that. I mean, it is. It just is part of the GPM. And the GPM can never be educated out of anybody. Can't be done. What no society has been able to cure anybody of is part of the GPM. That you can make up your mind about. All right, this fellow stole a bag of groceries and went to jail for 18 months, and he's come out and he's been straight ever since. Well, it happens to people. Nothing to do with the GPM. This fellow stole a bag of groceries, went to jail for a year, came out of jail, stole a bag of groceries, went to jail for 18 months, got out of jail, stole a bag of groceries, and we have the common order of action which occurs in our modern societies, which I consider considerably interesting, the repetitive character of criminality, the two-timers, and that sort of thing. These birds didn't become criminals in this lifetime. They've been like that for a long time. And let me tell you, the state, cops, hobbyists, prisons, psychologists, none of these things are going to cure any part of it. Now let me tell you, they do wind up just as much criminals in this lifetime, next lifetime, next lifetime, next lifetime as they ever will. This is what breaks the heart of the do-gooder. This repetitive action. Of course, they have some wins. They have the guy that's had a bad break and the identity which he seems to have because of this bad break isn't part of the GPM. It passes away and it keys out and that's it. So they've had a break. They actually helped this guy out, see? So they know they helped him out and it straightened him out and everything's fine. So they're led on. They're given a win. They get stuck with a win. Next guy they picked up is straight in the middle of the identity of the GPM, man. He knows what stores are for, to put in trucks at night. And you can help this guy out, and you can help this guy out, and you can help this guy out, and it's the same cycles would happen again and again and again. You cannot educate the GPM out of anybody. Now, some of the processes we have, when properly used, oddly enough, are capable of keying it out, which is a fantastic attestation to the power of Dianetic and Scientology techniques as they've existed in the last dozen years. I'm overawed. We actually have been able to key out this confounded thing without direct attack at all. The interesting thing is our first goal clears, messed clears that have sprung up from time to time along the track. That these people can be made at all is fantastic. Because we had no process that could take apart the GPM. Which I think is quite interesting. Some of these characters are still having a marvelous run of it. But because A equals A equals A, both in time, we should look at the other three factors of the GPM. Matter, energy, and space. Now, those three things are also
in the GPM, and probably the GPM has mass simply because time becomes nothing, and the energy and so forth isn't yet nothing. This adds up a very interesting mathematical proposition. You take Einstein to wrap his wits around how exactly this would occur. You see, if time were actually zero, then there would be no matter, there'd be no energy, and possibly no space. So it's an apparency of zero that we are handling in the A equals A equals A. So although there's an apparency of no matter, there is mass. Although there's apparency of no energy, there is energy. Although there's apparency of no space, there is space. And there's apparency of no time, there is yet time. So you find matter, energy, space, and time are in this GPM. Now the moment that you restore any differentiation, no matter if it's just from identity to slight similarity, or, you know, it isn't quite exact anymore. Apple A doesn't equal apple B. Person vaguely sees there might be a little difference between apple A and apple B. And if that's the case, it's interesting, but you get more matter, more energy, and more space because you've got more time. So this fellow's sitting there saying there are no black masses. And the second that you establish a similarity, they seem to materialize from nowhere. And there's many a Dubin case is going to be very upset with 212. And it's true what auditors over in England used to observe, that a case very often goes black before it goes back to pictures again. Oh, here's this case with all kinds of dub-in pictures like crazy, and everything is fine, and they dub, and all of a sudden it all goes black, and then all goes white, and then all goes this, and all goes that. You see what's happening here? As you add differentiation, you get more mass apparent. Greater apparency of mass then takes place. Stuff ceases to read exactly and instantly on the E-meter. You'll see a goal do this. The goal is the thing which actually drifts on the track harder than an item. And you'll see the goal as it's being three-quarters run out will all of a sudden begin to read early and late and on, and then very early and then very late and then on. You won't quite know what the devil this goal is all about. Now, smooth auditing is absolutely required in the handling of the GPM. Otherwise, the individual's ability to confront the matter, energy, space, and time, which is increasing in his bank, is not invited, but repressed. And so the individual would tend to hang fire if he were being beat up at the same time he was being audited. In other words, auditing could take the place of a present time problem. There'll be some cases that will hang up. They'll see things, well, all of a sudden are going to become tougher for them. They are being asked to confront more pain than they care to confront. They're being asked this, they're being asked that, and they all of a sudden try to turn off the reality that has been turning on. And all cases go over a sort of a roller coaster. It keeps getting better and better. Their confront keeps getting better and better, but it sometimes will get worser, momentarily get worser. They'll come into session and they would rather be whipped than list another single goddamn line on that blankety blank book. Why? It's getting tough. The more they list, the more matter, energy, space, and time is materializing. Of course, time permits them to escape from the pressure of it. It was probably the only thing that makes the process work at all. It's because time becomes less identified, and therefore the PC isn't being subjected to all the matter, all the energy, and all the space that is there incipiently in the bank ready to tear him apart. But sometimes your PC will be sitting there with a blinding ball of fire heading straight for him. And the next thing you know, he's sitting there very calmly, He's just slid himself down scale hard. He's ducked. He's done a bunk. You can still dig it out. But every once in a while, it requires no special action. That's just the kind of roller coaster action he takes. He just didn't feel like having his head knocked off with a meteor that day, see? Because there is no meteor. It is only the mental image picture of a meteor which burned out a trillion years ago. It's just because this bank was opening up, and it's what this valence was knocked off by. You've gotten to the death moment of a valence or something like that, and he dramatizes the valence and does a bunk. You've still moved on the time track, but he still made it less visible. He's still gone less confront on it, don't you see? So if we use this on any kind of an assist, we are increasing the PC's ability to differentiate, and our bacon is served because he's also differentiating moments of time, and this gives him more time to go into than he had before, and so he is now capable of being there or not being there, as the case may be. There is still this factor of increasing ability to confront, which must be handled in 212, and the only way that it is handled is just give the PC good sessions and don't hit him over the head every time he has a win, and his confront will keep coming on up. There are many PCs will have to go on and on and on and on and on before they get a win, because they open that eye just a little bit and they decide they'd better not look today. You can do a half a dozen, 10 lists from list one without a rock slam on any one of them, the list getting more and more alive before you finally have a rock slam. That's very extreme, but that can happen. Right now you have some statistics. 16 out of 25 people on this R212 are successful with either items found or listing on lists which are producing rock slams. Error: one auditor had 3 items in with rock slams after nulling a list and didn't put the package or anything together as the RS went and disappeared. Well, of course, the package slithered together somehow or another. He simply should have put it together. We have 4 out of 5 cases listing on items who have been listing on 212 who have found no RS as yet. That's 4 of the 5 cases mentioned here. But that is actually 4 out of 25, or 1/8, in the first few hours of doing 212 have yet to turn on a rock slam. Those cases are benefiting, however. And 2 cases have such a dirty needle or stuck needle that no assessment has occurred since a dead horse was listed on each. Well, actually, that's a mid-rude situation on that particular list. That could be cleaned up like a bomb, or the list could be further run, or you listed a little bit further. Something like that could happen so as to take the charge of the thing off. The summary on it is R212 is a great success, as even those who have had no RS are making gains, with the exception of one PC who is making gains in session, but out of session is not. Now, in other words, with minimal checkout, with minimal action in training, and disallowing for the fact that the auditors here are pretty good auditors, you haven't got a bunch of losers on your hands. You haven't even had all the gen, you haven't been checked out on the gen and that sort of thing, you're still winning on the thing. With a little bit of experience, you find out how to really fly with this thing, because most of your time is wasted on dead horses. The amount of time the auditing takes in relationship to the amount of time wasted by dead horses and so on, you'll find quite disproportionate, but all of a sudden you will be able to get these things into better focus. Now, from where I sit, we've got some cases cracking right now on R212 that have been on everything else in the shop, even 3GA crisscross. And you say, well, how can a case benefit from R212 that was not, when it wasn't benefiting on 3GA crisscross? Well, R212 has this listing, is auditing, is listing directly from something which is giving the PC an awful present time problem, And it's actually easing up the PC's present time problem. And the PC is starting to make a gain for the first time. In other words, it's tacking the present time environment of the PC, which of course 3GA Crisscross doesn't even pretend to do. So there's where we sit with this particular technology, and I wish you very well with it. Thank you very much.